AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 853 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jason, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. A place where you can go if you're stuck on how to develop your logo, website, or business cards. You can get help from over 500,000 designers around the world. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get the perfect custom design for whatever it is you're designing every single time or your money back. So here's what you do. Check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more. And you can also download your guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Jason.
Hey, Pat. Jason Bordeaux here. I'm the co-host of a podcast called the Solomon's Porch Podcast, as well as the host for Business with Bordeaux Podcast. And I had a question regarding putting our show onto iTunes. The question is, should we have a lot of shows lined up? That way, once we get onto iTunes for the new and noteworthy section, there's a lot of shows for people to listen to. Or should we go ahead and just try to jump onto iTunes as soon as possible? Is there an advantage or disadvantage for waiting to post the shows up there? We currently are going through SoundCloud, and we're trying to get some listeners there. That way, once we switch over to iTunes, people will already have a short following or small following. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And also, is there a minimum amount of shows that we need to have before we go to iTunes? And is there a max number of shows that we need to try to jump on iTunes before we hit? So we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Thanks for everything you do. You are a blessing to me, as well as all the other listeners on your show. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Jason? Thanks so much for asking another question. We featured your question and my answer on Monday, the 24th of April, and this is the 27th of April. I didn't realize that you had asked both those questions. I don't look at who asks the questions when I check them out, so I apologize about that. But no, there's nothing to apologize here. This is a great question, and so we'll follow up with you to see if you want a second shirt. If you do, we'll send it over. If not, I'll probably do a giveaway or something on YouTube, or we'll hand them out on Ask Pat Live, as we always do anyway every Friday. So for those of you listening, what's Ask Pat on Friday? Well, Ask Pat Live happens on facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, 1:30 p.m. Pacific on Fridays. So check that out tomorrow because it's happening again. So anyway, to answer your question, Jason, we'll again follow up with you in a little bit. But you're going to put some podcasts on iTunes. How many should you have? What's the advantage, disadvantage of doing it? Max, min, all that stuff. Okay, so here's the thing. You could launch your podcast with just one podcast and have that on iTunes. It's totally fine. People do that all the time. Even a good friend of mine, Cliff Ravenscraft, recommends doing that because then you're going to have that show out there. You're going to get that sort of terrible recording out of the way, which all first episodes are sort of the worst one, right? And I remember mine, it was terrible, but you got to get it out of the way. And I did launch with one episode myself. I wish I launched with more though, because I wish I had more episodes for people to consume when it was on iTunes. And I always recommend that you have at least three to check out. So three episodes live when you launch on iTunes. And you know, you can have one episode up there at first, kind of just to make sure that everything's working correctly. But before you make a big deal out of it, before you make the event of the launch huge, I would have three there and then pick a day to make a huge deal out of it, make it an event, run contests, you know, get your network behind it, get people excited about it, get people leaving reviews and subscribing and all those kinds of things in the shortest amount of time possible. And then you're going to be more likely to rank higher in those categories that you're in and potentially get featured. So that's what I would recommend. Now, the reason Cliff doesn't recommend that is because, well, you're going to learn a lot from getting your first episodes up. And if you have just a batch of three, for example, they're all going to be sort of recorded within a short time period before you have an opportunity to learn from your first one. So I get where he's coming from. But for me, from a marketing standpoint, from getting as many listens and downloads and subscribers as possible, you know, your first episodes are going to be bad anyway, right? So get those out there, but give more people an opportunity to subscribe, to find something useful for themselves to share and to leave reviews and ratings and that sort of thing. in terms of moving from SoundCloud to iTunes, you're not necessarily moving from SoundCloud to iTunes. You're just going to allow iTunes to then take your RSS feed from SoundCloud and then display it on iTunes. And that's how it works. And then every time you upload a new file to SoundCloud, well, then it's going to automatically pull into or push, excuse me, into iTunes. That's how it works. So yeah, launch with more than one. That's what I would recommend. Launch with three, have even more in the bag so that, you know, you can focus on that launch week and not have to worry about, okay, well, now I got to record my next episode and then missing out on opportunities. So just thank people for listening to your show, getting new subscribers, more ratings, reviews, interacting with people, interacting with your community, that sort of thing. So Jason, yeah, that's the answer. Three minimum, or five max, I would say. You know, you can go more with that. I think it was Conversion Cast, the podcast over at Lead Pages. They launched, I think, with like 10 or 20 to start. And I mean, they got results from it, obviously, but have since sort of slowed down a little bit because that was a lot to start with. But it was more stuff for people to listen to, which means more opportunities for people to share and more opportunity or incentive for people to subscribe, all those kinds of things. So it's up to you, but I would launch with three, have more in the bag so that they come out, you know, X number of days after, depending on how often you come out with your shows. And then there you go. All right, Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Again, like I said, we'll follow up to see if you want the second shirt. Maybe you want to give it to somebody, or we can hand it off to somebody else on Ask Pat Live tomorrow or some other Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on my Facebook page, facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. So anyway, just thank you so much for the question and everybody who's asking questions. The show wouldn't exist without you. So all you have to do if you want to ask a question is go to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. And here's a quote from somebody unknown to finish off today's episode, and that is, "For maximum attention, nothing beats a good mistake." I think that's how I got pretty popular. I've been making a ton of mistakes since 2008 and sharing them with you. So I'll continue to do that over time. And just remember, what's the worst that can happen, right? It's always a lesson involved when it comes to mistakes. All right, guys, take care. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat.